We all know that Brian Deane scored the first ever Premier League goal, that Alan Shearer is the all-time leading Premier League goalscorer, and that five different players have scored five in a single game. But what is less known is the records of those heroes who have helped provide some of these strikes. So, in this podcast, we're going to take a closer look at the Premier League assist kings, those who have provided for others to flourish from the youngest to the oldest, and everything in between. At the end of this episode, I'll be back to give you more insight into where you can read and hear more great data-driven storytelling like this. But first, here's the most Premier League assists, Creative Kings, written by Matt Furness. So let's begin with the big one. Who has the most assists in the history of the Premier League? Well, it probably won't surprise you that a player who has 632 Premier League appearances under his belt tops the list.
A look at Ryan Giggs go, foot on the accelerator. It's like a mini trying to catch a Porsche, and here comes Hughes. And that's the Rolls-Royce waiting in the middle. Ryan Giggs' acceleration then, he did 0-60 in something like 3 seconds. His pure acceleration provided that goal for Mark Hughes, whose name will go down on the score sheet. He takes the applause, but it's Giggs who created something out of nothing at all.
Yep, there's absolutely no surprise that Manchester United legend Ryan Giggs provided 162 assists over his Premier League career, which is 51 more than the next best player, Cesc Fabregas, although he leads the charts in terms of non-British players, with him being the only player from outside the UK to reach a century of assists in the competition. So far, only two other players have reached the century mark in the Premier League, with Wayne Rooney on 103 and Frank Lampard on 102. But there really is every chance that Kevin De Bruyne could eventually reach this tally. At the time of this recording, in January 2022, the Belgian is only 20 assists off becoming the fifth player to hit 100 in the competition, with the only other current Premier League player near the landmark being James Milner on 86, and even he would probably accept that age isn't on his side to reach 100, with the Liverpool utility man still 14 away. However, even if De Bruyne does reach the 100 landmark in the Premier League, it's already out of the question that he'd become the youngest to do so. Fabregas was 29 when he assisted his 100th goal in the English top flight, which is a year younger than the Manchester City star is now. Now, of course, as a one-club man during his career, it's obvious that Ryan Giggs also leads the category for most Premier League assists for a club, with only, who else, but Wayne Rooney with 93 and David Beckham with 80 appearing in the top 10 for Manchester United. But there are some other interesting differences between these two categories. Dennis Bergkamp has assisted the fifth most goals in Premier League history overall, but as his 94 assists all came for Arsenal in the competition, it means his tally is the second highest for a single club, just ahead of David Silva, who equaled Rooney's feat of 93. Steven Gerrard's 92 Premier League assists all came for Liverpool, with his feats for the Reds meaning he's one of only six players to have assisted 70 or more goals exclusively for one club. And in case you were wondering what that meant for Fabregas, yep, he does indeed belong in this category. As whilst 41 of his assists came for Chelsea, the remaining 70 of his Premier League career came for Arsenal, meaning he sneaks in alongside Frank Lampard on 90 and fellow gunner Thierry Henry on 74.
It's out of the reach of Robert Pires, but it's won back quickly again by Fabregas. Clever pass, Lundberg! Arsenal score again, but Cesc Fabregas, the young, talented Spaniard, had a big part to play in that, and Freddy Lundberg has made it 4-2 Arsenal. Outstanding vision from young Fabregas, adding to his already burgeoning reputation.
Of the current Premier League players, only Kevin De Bruyne appears here with his 79 assists for Manchester City. His first ever assist in the competition actually came in a Chelsea shirt in their win over Hull City at Stamford Bridge. This assist for Oscar's goal was the first scored in Jose Mourinho's second spell as Blues manager, and there's every chance he could become just the second player to assist 100 goals for a single club in the competition if he continues his current trajectory. De Bruyne has already equaled some Premier League history when it comes to assists, though, when, in the 2019-2020 season, he ended a 17-year wait for someone to equal Thierry Henry's phenomenal tally of 20 assists in the 2002-2003 season, the most assists in a single Premier League season. And whilst the Belgian's overall output that season was impressive, with 13 goals to add to his 20 assists, it wasn't as impressive as Henry's campaign, where the French forward added 24 goals to his 20 assists, meaning his 44 goal involvements for the Gunners in the 2002-2003 season are the most ever seen by a player in a 38-game Premier League campaign.
Henry, Lundberg, looking for the hat-trick, and getting it! Henry, the fate. There goes Lundberg on one of those typical runs. Just a little delay there, switch of the feet. 4-0.
The nearest someone has come to equaling their feat was Mesut Ozil in the 2015-2016 season, when he registered 19 for his Arsenal teammates in 35 top-flight appearances. 16 of those came in the first 18 games of the season, with the German international set to absolutely smash Henry's previous record of 20. But his final 17 appearances that campaign only yielded 3 more assists, including one on the final day in a 4-0 win over Aston Villa. Having looked at a single season, let's take it down even further to a single game, where we have now, on 7 occasions, witnessed a player assist 4 goals in a single Premier League match, with Paul Pogba's quadruple for Manchester United against Leeds earlier this season the latest. In fact, until Pogba's efforts, we were starting to think it was a North London cheat code to grab 4 assists in a Premier League match. The first 6 occasions all came from either an Arsenal player who's done it 4 times, or the 2 occasions someone has done it playing for Spurs. In fact, let's have a roll call of these heroes now. Dennis Bergkamp, Arsenal v Leicester, February 20th, 1999. Jose Antonio Reyes, Arsenal versus Middlesbrough, January 14th, 2006. Cesc Fabregas, Arsenal versus Blackburn Rovers, October 4th, 2009. Emmanuel Adebayor, Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United, February 11th, 2012. Santi Cazorla, Arsenal vs Wigan Athletic, May 14th, 2013. Harry Kane, Tottenham Hotspur vs Southampton, September 20th, 2020. And of course, the aforementioned Paul Pogba, Manchester United vs Leeds United, August 14th, 2021.
Tomane, Pogba, Fernandes, Bruno! Yes! Fernandes lights the touch paper. He gets United up and running. Pogba and Fernandes combine, and Old Trafford is alight. Pogba, through ball, looking for Greenwood. Greenwood gets away from Strack. Greenwood's in here. Greenwood! Fabulous! Oh, what a goal! Pogba again. Oh, has it crossed the line?
Goal.
Yes, it has! The referee's watch vibrates, and Manchester United have a two-goal advantage now. Greenwood helps it onto Pogba. Striding forward, Pogba. Nice ball in. Fred! What a day this is!
Of the seven players listed above, Fabregas, Adebayor and Kane also scored a goal in this match, meaning they were involved in five goals in total in those respective performances. However, this isn't a record for goal involvements in a single game, with two players having six goal involvements in a single appearance, those being Jurgen Klinsmann for Tottenham against Wimbledon in May of 1998, and Alan Shearer for Newcastle United against Sheffield Wednesday in September of 1999. And whilst these were all players who enjoyed scoring and assisting goals, please spare a thought for Alan Kimball. Probably not the name you were expecting to hear on a podcast about the Premier League assist kings, but please, let me explain. Despite, according to Wikipedia, being known as being able to get to the byline and lump the ball upfield to the strikers, it must have worked somewhat for the Wimbledon player, as he assisted 24 goals in the Premier League for the Dons, the joint highest, alongside Neil Ardley. Unfortunately, Kimball's gifts were never reciprocated by his teammates, as he never scored a goal in his 181 appearances in the Premier League, which makes him the player to have assisted the most goals in the competition without having scored one himself. Now, we also have to give honourable mentions to both Kenny Cunningham, 16, and Rob Jones, 11, who both also set up teammates for goals, but never found themselves on the score sheet, with a particular shout-out to Cunningham for being the outfield player to have played the most Premier League games at 335 appearances without ever scoring. Back to those who have assisted a Premier League goal, and since the competition began in 1992, there have been two 16-year-olds to have done so, and whilst Wayne Rooney may be one of only four players to have assisted over 100 Premier League goals, he was beaten to the youngest record by Aaron Lennon by 98 days. Lennon assisted a goal in Leeds United's defeat to Arsenal at Elland Road in November 2003, whilst aged just 16 years and 199 days old, eclipsing Rooney's assist for Everton against Spurs in August 2002, when he was only 16 years and 297 days old. Jonathan Lecco only assisted two goals in his 14 Premier League appearances, but both came as a 17-year-old, one of only 16 players to assist a goal in the competition before their 18th birthday. As for the oldest player, I reckon I could give you 100 chances to guess correctly, and I'm still very confident that you wouldn't get it right. In fact, here's a little pause to have a think. Now, if you said Edwin van der Sar there, then congratulations, as the goalkeeper assisted a goal for Manchester United in their February 2011 meeting with Aston Villa when aged 40 years and 95 days old. His only Premier League assist coming in his last of the 10 seasons he had as a player in the competition. At the other end of the scale, Paul Robinson has assisted the most goals in the Premier League, whilst he is also one of only five goalkeepers to score a goal in the competition, thanks to his 2007 strike against Watford at White Hart Lane.
Tottenham free kick. Robinson will take. Awkward bounce! Goodness me, it's gone in! It's a goal from Paul Robinson! You hardly ever see a goalkeeper score, and here at White Hart Lane today, we have seen exactly that.
Fellow former England international Teddy Sheringham is the oldest outfielder to assist a goal in the Premier League, setting up a teammate in West Ham's game with Wigan back in March of 2006, aged 38 years and 357 days old. Just shy of his 40th birthday. So that was the most Premier League assists, Creative Kings, written and researched by Matt Furness with music from Audio Network. A big thanks to all the places we were able to get archived from with this podcast presented and produced by me, Graham Bell. This has been a production for The Analyst, the home of data-driven storytelling, which features great in-depth articles and blogs from across the sporting world, as well as specialized data visualization, season-long interactive metrics, as well as some tricky quizzes to show off your sporting knowledge to your friends and family. All of this is for you on theanalyst.com right now. And why not head over to our Twitter and Instagram accounts too? You'll find us on both of them as @OptaAnalyst. In the meantime, though, you can continue to get lost in the reach and the analyst by subscribing on your preferred podcast application, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many others, where we would love for you to rate and review the show too. And if you're wondering what to listen to next, we've also taken a look at some very different heroes in the history of the Premier League. Those players who have found the back of the net on more than one occasion. Our look at the most owned goals in Premier League history is now available to listen to. But until next time, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. And it's so long from everyone at The Reads from The Analyst.